Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for all of your blessings. Thank you for the way that you are taking care of us. Thank you for the way that you rose from the grave and that you, beforehand, you died on the cross for our sins. Lord, I pray that we would be challenged and we would be encouraged by who you are and by what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. So I've gotten quite a few comments on the fact that I'm wearing a suit today. Normally it's the jeans and a button-down shirt, but Christmas, Easter's, weddings, and funerals. That's kind of what it happens, the way that I dress up in suits. And unfortunately, I've had to dress up into a suit four times this week. Two funerals, a wake, and today. And I don't know about you, but most of the time, I need to be reminded of the fact that I'm sinful and that Jesus is perfect and he died on the cross in my place. So most of the time, my focus is on the cross. Paul says that he preaches Christ crucified, that he made himself to know nothing but only Christ crucified. And that's all that he talked about. Was about Jesus' sacrifice for us. And most of the time, I start to get proud. I start to think that I'm actually doing something and I need to be knocked down a peg and I need to be reminded that I'm sinful and that Jesus is not and that Jesus died in my place and it's my sin that put him up on the cross. That's generally where I need to be. Within a week and a half, I was at three funerals. This week, I have needed to be reminded not as much of the cross, but of the resurrection. I've needed to be reminded that it doesn't end by being placed in a coffin 6 feet under. That's not where the story for those of us who are followers of Jesus ends. And I think so often we are so worried about making sure that we experience the best life we can possibly live here and now that we forget and we neglect the resurrection. We put our focus so much on what's going around right now that we miss the future. We miss what God has for us. We miss the point of the entire Bible. We focus so much on the rules. We focus so much on doing this, on doing that. We focus so much on trying to get our riches and build our wealth here on this earth that we miss the entire point of Scripture. That the point of Scripture is that the God of the universe created mankind so would be in relationship with him. And we've sinned. We've screwed up. And so the rest of the history of the world, the rest of the story of the Bible is about God who loves us saying, yeah, you screwed up, but I'm coming for you. And not in the bad way, like I'm coming to get you, but I'm coming to rescue you. So that you and I can live with him in the community he created us for, where we are with him completely and totally forever. How many of us, if we're honest, really get focused more on this life than the next? I know my hand's in there. I'm so focused on making sure that this, that, and the other is taken care of. And I have this tendency to believe that the legacy that I'm going to leave behind is one of hard work. And then I'm reminded that the legacy I need to leave behind isn't just one of hard work, but a legacy that points to Jesus and points people to eternity with Jesus in heaven. We here at this church exist to follow Jesus and love people. If we exist to follow Jesus, to follow in his example, do we exist to make sure we have a fully funded 401k? No. Jesus lived in many ways in relative obscurity, and the last 3 years of his life, he was homeless. But he cared for others. He cared for their future, not just their future here on the earth, but their future, whether or not they would be in heaven, whether or not they would be with him forever. Do we really care about the person sitting next to us enough to really desire them to be in heaven with us? Are we willing to share the truth that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through? And that there is a resurrection, and that we can have the hope for eternal life. That hope only comes through Jesus. Are we willing to share that? Or is it more important that our legacy here on earth is that we were a nice person? If we aren't willing to share the truth of Jesus, we aren't nice people, we're hateful people that's telling everyone around us, go to hell. And I know I'm guilty of this. I know I have friends that don't know Jesus, and I want more to be friends and to slowly work into the sharing the gospel with them, slowly work into sharing the good news that Jesus died on the cross and that there's hope for a future beyond the grave. And sometimes I just want to take my time doing it and not rush into it. We don't know that tomorrow's guaranteed. Not for me, not for them. And by holding back what I am saying to my friends, intentionally or not, is go to hell. I want us to realize that this comfy Americanized Christianity is not the Christianity of the Bible. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. It's on page 637 of your Pew Bibles. What's going on right here is Paul is saying that he had everything that someone could hope for. He was doing great. Life was perfect. But he says, I count it all as nothing. And so what he's saying is that the righteousness he has is not because he was a good godly person. If anybody could claim to be a good godly person, it was Paul. And so what he says is it is all based on the righteousness from God that depends on faith. And he continues on to say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Jesus Christ has made me his own. The reason for obeying Scripture, the reason for obeying Jesus, the reason for going on is not so that we can have this perfect life here on earth. How many times has something gone wrong in our life, and because we've been following God, because we're not as bad as the person who's sitting down the pew from us, we think, why, God, why did you let this happen to me? Why are you letting me go through this? Not Paul. Paul's been beaten. He's been shipwrecked. He's been imprisoned. And he's saying, I want to take part in the suffering of Christ. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is not our highest goal. The pursuit of Jesus Christ must be our highest goal. And so as long as our focus is on our pursuit of happiness, we will be worshiping a God other than Jesus. Ourselves. Our own pleasure. And I'm right there in it with you. One of the things I love about Paul in this is he is so honest. He says he hasn't obtained it. He says he's not perfect. He's still sinning over and over and over again. The thing about Christians is we are just as bad as everybody else. The only question is God seeing you and I, or is he seeing Jesus' perfection when he looks at us? And when we die, when we end up 6 feet under, what is going to happen is we are going to stand before God and he will see us in all our horrendousness. Or he will see us perfected because Jesus died on the cross in our place. Those are the only two options. He's going to see you for what you are, or he's going to see what Jesus is. And that is the deciding factor. It's not going to be how well liked you were. It's not going to be how successful in business you have been. It's going to be, does he see you or does he see Jesus? And what we see is Paul's motivation for striving forward, for trying to be more like Jesus, is because Jesus has made Paul his. Jesus said, Paul, you are mine. And that's the motivation. That's all the motivation we need when Jesus says, you are mine. That's all the motivation we need to want to be more like Jesus. I'm not talking about wanting to be these moralistic, therapeutic deists that Sorry, I'm about to get on a rabbit trail. I'm going to skip that. But it's not about doing good so we feel better. It's about doing good so that Jesus, who paid the price, is glorified, so that he is lifted up, so that everyone else can see. It's not about you and me, it's about him. I know that it's easy to get lost. It's easy to lose our place. It's easy to forget what's really important in life. It is. Sometimes God has to give me multiple a day whoopings to remind me where my focus needs to be. And it's all about Jesus, and he has said, "You are mine, come follow me." Will you follow Jesus? Or will you keep following yourself? First Corinthians 15 is so, so important. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. It's on page 624 in your pew Bibles. "Now I remind you, brothers, of the gospel, the good news I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed it in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James and to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me." Jesus rose from the grave on the third day. It is fact. It's not some theory. It's not some thing that everybody decided, you know what, we're going to get together and we're going to create this rumor. No, it's true. It's absolutely true. And there are so many things that are awesome about this. The fact is, when this was written, there were many people, there were hundreds of people that had seen Jesus alive after he had gone to the grave, after he had died on the cross. When Jesus rose, they got to see him. And when this was written, people could go up to these eyewitnesses who had seen Jesus, and they were able to ask, "Is it true? Did you really see him?" "Yes. It is." I want you to know that Jesus is stronger than death. And we can know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus rose from the grave after dying on the cross in your and my place. And Jesus is amazing. He is absolutely amazing. that like making Paul his, he has said, I want you to be mine. Will you respond to that? Will you respond to the greatest love that the world has ever seen, that God himself laid down his life for you? Jesus is amazing. He really is. I love the cross. And yes, my focus is generally on the cross, but as I was looking and studying over the fact of the resurrection, it has been incredible because I have been around so much sickness and death the last 2 weeks that I needed this reminder that it does not end with our death. That one day all of us will stand before Jesus. We will stand before God, and the question is, will God see Jesus or will he see us? The only way to know for sure is for us to place our trust in Jesus. Say, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross in my place. I give my life to you. It's not some magical prayer. Instead, what it is it's an exchange. Jesus takes our sin, and we take all of his goodness. Isn't that scandalous? Our God, I can't get over how much he loves us. And I just want to keep telling you over and over again that Jesus loves you. And he wants you to be with him for eternity. And heaven is, you're not going to be some fat little baby cherub sitting on a cloud playing a harp. And hell is not going to be some fun place where you can drink as much as you want and get stoned and play rock and roll. It's going to be hell. It's going to be horrible. And so, the choice is yours. Will you take Jesus, or will you try and stand before God on your own 2 feet? Jesus gives you everlasting life, and following our own ways gets us death. It's that simple. Doesn't matter what you've done, Jesus can take it. And he freely gives us freedom, grace, love, and eternal life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for all of your blessings. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you so much for showing us that you have the power to beat Satan, sin, and death. That the grave doesn't have the final say, but you do. Lord, help us to follow you with everything we have. In Jesus' name. I've got challenges for those of you who aren't following Jesus. Give your life to him today. It's that simple. Just say, Jesus, I know I've messed up and I need you, and I promise to follow you the rest of the days of my life. For those of you who are following Jesus, this is Easter. The day when our culture opens up a doorway for us to share the truth of what Jesus has done. Share with someone today your faith. Doesn't mean blab it all out there at once. It means leave them knowing a little more about Jesus than they did before you were with them today. Let them know how much Jesus loves them.